Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Happens. This is part two.
Okay, Amira is saying hi to everyone, saying hello, and she's like, she's Charlie in his vest, and she's like, well, what are you supposed to be? He's like, yeah, I just do want a bulletproof vest. I don't have much costume-worthy clothes, you know? I wasn't going to just buy a fucking horse suit, so I just filled in my eyebrows a little bit to give myself a Frida Kahlo look and, you know, bulletproof vest and thought, this is my look. Here I am.
And Amira's like, well, I mean, I'm a little overdressed for this. I'm wearing couture, honey. Okay. Guess I'll just pick my gown up off the floor. So Kevin, her boyfriend, says hi to Brooks. And he's like, well, are you supposed to be Elvis? Brooks is wearing this like Amazon sparkly jacket, which I know because I've bought that off of Amazon. And he's like, no, it's just like supposed to be Rocky Mountain Horror Chocolate Shop or whatever. I love chocolate.
And then Rowan is like, everyone, this is my boyfriend, Brian. So this is Rowan's boyfriend who is in real estate. And she's like, yeah, we met in a basement in a fraternity freshman year of college. And he's like, can I get you a drink? And I'm like, you mean from the pile of lukewarm natty lights that I can reach for myself? And then I got myself a lukewarm beer and the rest is history. And so this guy, it's just, again, it's so funny. He looks like he's 14 years old, but he comes in with the attitude of like a Josh Altman. He's like, hey, what's going on, everyone? What's going on? And they're like, oh, so how long have you guys been dating? He's like, 4 years in about a week. Like, do you have a ring plan? He's like, we'll see. Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, George is talking to Gia and Ariana. And she's like, you guys, I like throw my neck out. I like it really hurts. I think it's because I gave my boyfriend so much head.
And Rowan's like, oh, my God, our friends are so crazy. Brian's going to have to make his own assumptions. We'll talk about it on the subway ride home. Christian did not come out tonight because he's still traumatized from the awful boys' night that he was forced to go to. And so Gia just didn't even bother inviting him this time. And then also
Ava comes up and she's like, yeah, so I saw that Hudson like posted on his story, like some lyrics, like just went through a breakup. She's like, oh my God, I honestly don't care. I'm happy. She's like, good. Like, maybe I'm almost there too. Like, I'm so excited with my new apartment and like, I'm still together with Hook, but like, I have like, I don't know, like instincts that maybe you're right.
Something's
check in next
Hook.
Week.
She's like, basically, like he was gone. He was like shooting a film. I mean, it was like a movie. It was a short film, and I haven't gotten to see him since he's been gone. And then I don't know. I just have a gut feeling. Basically, it sounds like he came back from the shoot, and she hasn't heard from him since he's been back. And she's like, something is afoot.
Well, you shouldn't date a guy named after the villain Peter Pan. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Now, if his name was Hook with an S, like Hooks, I'd be like, go all in. Anyone named after the late, great Jan Hooks is going to be a prize.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, wow, anybody named after something so useful. How else would I hang my sweater?
All of the above.
Yeah, so, Jan Hooks. Now, there's a classic.
So now there's a fortune teller moment. There's a fortune teller in the corner who I believe is also the realtor in France who shows up on House Hunter is International with a beret anytime any American goes to Nice or Paris, right?
That is so accurate. I was like, who is she? Who is she? That's her. That's her. And she wears like a little matching beret to whatever her outfit is.
Yes. She also may have been in my synagogue growing up, and she also may be like a third cousin of mine. Like, she fits all of those categories for me. But anyone who's watched House Hunters International or was a fan of Dwell Hello when we were doing it, anytime they continue to do an episode in especially the south of France, there's this one realtor who looks just like this fortune teller who wears a little beret. Honestly, it could be the same person because they have the same
face. I'm convinced that it's the same person. She looks exactly like her. And she's doing the kind of usual psychic thing where she's like, oh, all right, come on, have a seat, honey. Oh my God. Let me tell you this much. You occasionally get anxiety when things are getting stressful. Yes or no? They're like, oh my God. She is so good.
She, I know they really loved her very basic reads. She's like, okay, here's what I'm getting. You wake up in the morning. You're often hungry in the morning because you haven't had breakfast yet. Is that, oh my God, she totally, I usually am hungry in the morning. Wow. The realtor's name is Adrian Leeds. Yes, and if you're watching with Crappens on Demand, I will I'll show you an image of her, which is or a Google search of her. You will see if you can remember this person. This is just nothing but Adrian Leeds here on screen. This is the person.
All her matching berets.
All yes, these berets. Adrian Leeds. Just the best. Just the best.
Yes. That's funny. So, God, that is exactly this woman.
Yep.
So Brooks anyway. Gets his turn with her, and she's like, oh, yeah, honey, you're so hot on yourself. And he's like, wait, how did you know that? I'm very sensitive to energy. Also, you keep flicking yourself in the knee, and you're exfoliating your face while we talk.
Do you know what the Rocky Horror Picture Shop is? She's like, oh, toots. Toots. Yeah, you're too young for this stuff. So then across the room, the kids are looking at the fortune teller, and Rowan is like, she's from like the 19th century. Amira's like, 19th century. She's like, is that not right now? She's like, no, it's like 1800s. And they're just all confused. They just give up. They're like, oh, we can't do centuries.
So Charlie sees the psychic and he's like, Jesus fuck, I've dealt with a lot of fucking psychics being thrown at me. Okay, the whole world triggers me. It's all nonsense. Okay, it's like gongs are awesome.
Yeah, they show him encountering various psychics from last season and not enjoying the process.
That psychic whatsoever. Last season was good, trying to get him on the way out of Gia's party or whatever, and you know, Jersey or Teresa's house in Jersey.
I think he's leaving. Like, yeah.
Oh, they were. I don't remember. Yeah, you're somewhere. Right. I don't know. Like or Charlie's dad's house. Weren't they at Charlie's dad's house?
They were whatever? Charlie's they dad's house. Yeah, like there. Yeah, like in Darien or something. Yeah, it was like his
they were someone's
friend. Yeah.
They had a psychic, and she's like, "Honey, can I talk to you? I've really got to talk." He's like, "Nope." Nope, declined. It's like, really? But I have an energy. He's like, nope.
He's like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. So then Ava's talking to Brooks, and she's like, hey, how's everything? He's like, oh my God, you look so cute. Like, you literally have a spider web in your hair. I can't. She's like, wait, so you didn't tell me that you actually ran away from Charlie. That's what people are saying. He's like, I didn't run away. Well, no, Shai said you run. Were running. No.
Yeah, no. I've never run in my life. So no, absolutely not. So this is Amira and Ava trying to convince him that he needs to talk to Charlie. And he's like, no. And they're like, but you have to. Like, you need to, like, be the bigger person. We're on TV. So you're going to have to eventually have a scene, Brooks. Okay. That's not just involving putting on facials or making sourdough bread. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. But I'm not going to like ride on his scooter like we did back in the day, like back in the way past.
It's like 2023 clip of them riding on a scooter. Back in the 19th century. So he's like, if someone searches my brand, being that it's like self-titled, my name will come up with his name. And it's just like really frustrating. Okay, I'm like, this is the thing that's gonna hurt your brand. So Amira's like, well, whatever, but you're friends with him, you skateboarded with him or scootered with him. And he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that ever again. So Ava's like, look, you're not like, you're, don't worry, it's not gonna turn into a yelling match. Charlie's not gonna yell either, okay? And like, just get it over with, okay? It's okay to have this conversation.
So they basically talk him into it. She's like, I can even go over there with you if you want. And he's like, I don't want to. I don't want to do this. Okay, I'll go do it. They're like, crush it, baby. So he comes up, and then he sort of walks to Charlie and then chickens out and goes to the bar instead. They're like, oh, my God, Brooks. Jesus.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Liam goes over to sit with Kendall. Kendall, who is about to say her first lines this season. And he's like, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah? Yep. So Liam's like, you know, unlike an actor, Kendall doesn't say a lot. I can read her face, though. She's having fun. The way that she's sitting there with a straight, almost frown face on, that's her having fun. You know, Kendall's like a nice aioli, an herb garlic aioli, because I'm not just an actor. I'm someone who enjoys food. And, you know, like, aioli, it's not always present, but when it's there, it's there. And you're like, oh, that's a good aioli. Well, I'm really sure this girl really loves being compared to a yellow mayonnaise.
I've heard a lot in my life. I've never heard somebody say, yeah, they're like an aioli. A really good aioli. Who says that? What?
It's not a compliment. It's not. Don't call someone an aioli or an aioli. Yeah. Is it Ariana or Ariana? Aioli or aioli?
Aioliana.
Whatever it is.
Aioliana.
Don't. Don't.
Aioli.
An aioli.
So he's trying to make small talk, and it's like one of his best friends, but she's just like, something. Did somebody fart? Like, she just has like somebody farted face. And yeah. Doesn't have anything to say. So he's like, did you even talk to Charlie? And then they get everyone else's opinions on her. And Charlie's like, yeah, she seems like watching paint dry, frankly. Like, literally, she's like a shadow. Like, I don't even realize she's there.
they convert her on screen into a shadow. There's I feel like the producers were so angry. I feel like the producer Liam was like, hey, let me bring my friend Kendall on to this onto the show. She's so great. I think she'll mix really well. And the producers are probably like, who is this fucking dud? We're turning her into a shadow for America.
Yeah. So Shia's like, yeah, I think that she's like in love with Liam. And so they're betting on that. And Charlie's like, yeah, like Las Vegas is like putting down that she's in love with him, like at like a minus. So
they show a shadow with like a minus, whatever the sports betting, whatever it
something
means
to this girl. This girl's done literally nothing to anybody, and they're just dragging her.
They just out of nowhere is like this. First, she gets called an aioli by this person who's actually in her corner, and then the other people are just like, yeah, she's just a shadow. Forgotten about Shadow. We don't even know she's there.
So now Liam comes up to Shy and Charlie. He's like, hey, guys, actor here. We good? We good, guys? We good on set? Okay. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, like how you said it was weird. I'm trying to talk to Ariana. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just trying to fuck her. You know, you remember all that stuff? And they're like, first he's telling Kendall all this stuff. And she's like,
yeah.
They said all of that stuff.
He's like, yeah. Me and Chad have like only hung out like a couple of times, you know? And like, it's like not even been significant, because you know what they say, like whatever happens on set does not happen in real life, right? It's just the actor's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just like weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know what something about you, Kendall, that makes me want to have some French fries and just poke them in your face. Strange. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this whole thing just like sucks, man, because I'm just like trying to be part of this group. And now all of a sudden, like, they don't like me anymore. So like, it's weird, right? You know?
Yeah.
Am I talking too close to you?
Yeah. He like talks really close to my face. We find out Liam is an extreme close face talker, extremely close face talker. That's his thing. Like, he gets right up in your face. And she's like, gross. It's really gross. So now Brooks finally goes up to Charlie and says hello for their big confrontation. He's like, can I chat with you for a sec? Because I just want to have like a really chill conversation. I don't want to get like contentious. And he goes, you don't want to get pretentious? Is that what you just said? He's like, no, contentious. My God, you're getting so pretentious over contentious. I can't.
You know, we haven't really been talking that much the past year. Like, I've been walking everywhere on my feet, no scooters. And I just, it's like, we sort of drifted and stuff. He's like, yeah, and I think you like behave like a little bit more like immaturely. Like, I just don't want to have to like walk into a fucking room and have you be like giggling and making things like any more awkward than they already are. And he basically tells us like, yeah, Brooks's discomfort is like visible around me, and it like makes me feel uncomfortable. And like, you know, if you wince, it's okay, but like wince once more, it's like shame on you. Wince five times, it's like you're doing too much.
Brooks is like that. Like, if he doesn't like somebody, he's just like, oh my God, I can't. And it's really weird to kind of be on Charlie's side for something. Brooks is really like this. And Brooks is like, but like, I literally have a nervous laugh though. Like, it's like literal that I have it. And like, I laugh, you know, like I can't breathe. It's my worst trait. And Charlie's like, yeah, and, you know, I was speaking to Shy, and the whole, like, I can't believe you guys are speaking was kind of awkward. And then I tried to, like, sort of neutralize that at the ping pong night. And then instead, you're, like, sprinting down the street. He's like, please stop telling people that I run places, because then they're going to expect me to run, and I don't run.
And Brooks goes, I just like really hit my max that night, to be honest. He's like, I hit my max last season every fucking night. I had to speak to Chloe. I had to speak to your fucking dad. I had to speak to everyone. I just would like, I'd be like, if you could just like show me the respect and courtesy of behaving as though like I'm not someone you're trying to make feel uncomfortable. Honestly, I believe it or not, I actually feel like this is like a reasonable request for Charlie. I think Charlie's like, can you like not like giggle at me and run away from me and make me feel like an ogre? Charlie is like a piece of shit, don't get me wrong, but like I think he's just basically saying, can you just like, you don't have to like me, but could you not like make me feel like the turd that I am?
Yeah, or like ostracize or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, don't, I mean, if we're all going to have to hang out, like, can we just be decent to each other and you not be like like whispering at people and then running away? Like, and he's like, but like, why would I do that if you're like sending messages quasi-threatening that I should keep your name out of my mouth? And so we see the clip of Gia tattletailing because her boyfriend tattletailed. And he's like, what? Sending messages quasi-threatening? What are you talking about? Have you heard about the videos where I actually threatened somebody? Like, you'd be missing an ear right now.
Yeah. And he's like, Brooks is like, yeah, you said Brooks better keep my name out of his mouth. It's like a quasi threat. He goes, okay, well, I'm quasi sorry. And so Ava is like, wow, look, they're talking for so long. I didn't expect it to go this long. And Ariana's very happy because she goes, Brooks seems like he's got it handled. Like, I feel like if he needs me, he'll give me a special look. But like, I'm just going to like my own business and just like watch, because the whole thing last year was that Brooks always needed to have backup. And now he's having a confrontation all by himself.
And Charlie says, we were just hanging out a few months ago. Why was that okay? But now, and he's like, well, wait, but that was like 9 months ago. He's like, so, okay, that was since last season though. And he goes, yeah, but that was February. He goes, okay, but that was more recently than the drama you're referencing. So what, does logic not track with you, Brooks? Hello. Like, why is 9 months so long, but 12 months? And he's like, but we all saw the show air though. And you were like disparaging. You were saying disparaging things about my dad though. And he's like, fuck your dad, Brooks. I'm like, do you think I'm happy with the things you idiot said about me? And he's like, are you kidding? Did you literally just say fuck my dad?
He's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Fucking your obsession with harping on that one note when we're having a larger conversation. How about that? Brooks goes, honestly, I'm so over this. I'm not doing this shit. Sorry for yelling so much. It's just not okay. I'm like, you just said, fuck my dad. Like, my dad was the only person who tried to help you last year when you were acting a fool. Okay, so you don't respect your own. So I don't know why you respect mine.
Yeah, Charlie is such an asshole. My God.
You shouldn't say fuck your dad.
Fuck your dad, dummy.
And so Charlie goes, you have
yeah,
the least
so he's like, okay, yeah, that might have. He's like, okay, maybe that was a little. He's telling us, okay, maybe that was a little bit much. Okay, sorry, sorry, Seth.
Okay. He's like, you've been nothing but nice to me. Sorry.
So Charlie's like, I mean, I walk into a room and he fakes me fucking uncomfortable just like by giggling. Because now Ava's there and she's like, well, you guys are both uncomfortable. And I think like the point is like you should both say like, I'm sorry, make you uncomfortable and stuff.
Yeah, sounds great.
Do you know what's right outside my window right now? I don't know if you can hear it.
A pigeon. The coyote.
Just listen. Bird. Did you hear it?
Oh,
it's that bird that sounds like a high bird. Beeping. It sounds, you had it at your house. It's like
the fire your place. Alarm
when it runs out of batteries. And it, you heard it at my place?
No, remember I was recording at your place because my internet was out and I heard it and I thought something was happening in your house and it was the bird. It was the bird that sounds like a fire alarm. No, it doesn't sound like a fire alarm. Pigeons. kind of the way on a defense of the pigeons. So fucking Charlie bird. Is
it's just like a squeaky fence or a squeaky gate being so it's like beep beep beep. Oh, fucking bird. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Birds are really getting it today. Sorry, birds.
Birds are getting it everywhere. So Ava's saying, like, look, she's trying to help the situation. And she's saying, you want to just tell them, like, that you don't want to be as close to them anymore. And that's fine, Brooks. And maybe don't with the giggling because that really triggers him for some reason. And Charlie's like, just, like, be fucking normal for the love of God. I already have, like, Georgia to deal with. And Georgia's like, oh, my God, guys, I think Charlie's getting confronted by everyone right now. I'm, like, not even kidding. Like, I don't want to go over there to see Charlie, but, like, I'm very curious.
So Shai's like, don't forget to put on the pigeon hat. So she does. And Charlie's still like, I don't want to be haunted by multiple ghosts in a room. You know, like one is enough, guys. Georgia's enough. And so Georgia ambles over there, but she can't see through her pigeon mask. She's like, God, I can't see anything. What the hell? So Brooks is like, yeah, but like, I feel like there's like an elephant in the room and it's up to you if you want to address that. And Charlie's like, okay, whatever. What are you talking about? My spring? Oh, you want to talk about my spring? I love that's how he refers to it. My spring.
My spring.
Torturing.
Charlie's like, okay, everyone, open season. Any questions right now? And Amira's like, about what? Amira, come on, keep up. So Charlie goes, get everyone over here. Okay, questions. Anyone who wants to ask questions about the crypto shit? Okay, I'm open for business. One time only. Ask me anything you want. I will give you an honest answer, and you will get all your answers that you've ever wanted. Get it together right now. So Amira goes, okay
we're like we're like friends, so I'm going to ask you this in a very friendly, PR savvy way so that you can answer it. Were you involved in any way in any of this crypto stuff? He's like, will not answer, cannot answer, absolutely not, will not answer that.
Like it's like the number one question. And he's like, okay, guys, all right, here we go. Ask me anything at all. Were you,
absolutely not. Nope.
Have you
But you ever... just said any question. He's like, nope, not going to say anything.
Nope. Ridiculous. Ridiculous question. I'm not going to say anything. Okay. So Brooke's like,
yeah, but I've seen on like media, it's like been insane. And like, I don't even know what's true and what's fake. And Charlie's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, by the way, all due respect, Ariana's on probation. Why isn't anybody questioning her about that? She's like, whoa, excuse me. I can hear you. He's like, yeah, well, I'm saying you're on probation and I have legal troubles too. And she's like, yeah, I should have just stayed at the bar drinking my sparkling water.
It's like, our situations are not similar. If you made a fucking, like, what's it called? A Venn diagram, there would be nothing. And we see a Venn diagram that says DUI and crypto torture. And they overlap. So then Brooks is like, I care about my reputation. So Ava's like, what Charlie does is not a reflection of you, Brooks. Think about the housewives. Think about your mom's show. There was a lady that was arrested. Does that mean that your mom is a criminal too? And you can see Brooks is like, I was like, wow, Ava got you on that one.
He just kind of shorts out a little bit like that, or on that one. He's like, he's like, but I like don't feel safe. Yeah. He's like, I don't like feel safe. And she's like, Charlie's not going to hurt you. He goes, oh, yeah, what do you think? I'm going to kidnap and torture you? Too soon. Yeah,
then they all And then they all laugh. Like, no, I'm glad we can laugh about this now. So Ava's like,
what is Charlie possibly kidnapping and torturing somebody with a bunch of friends to get their Bitcoin wallet password? It's scary. I don't. It's so weird.
I really want to hold my space. He goes, well, if you want space, I'll be thrilled to give you space. And Ava's like, well, what you said, I think is very fair. And I think what you said is very fair. And I think you guys should just agree to be done. And he's going to give you space and he's going to respect your boundaries. And now you have to do the same. And I'd like to conclude by saying your feelings are valid.
Valid, valid, and valid, valid. You know, and I hear you valid.
They shake hands, and Brooke's like, ew, I feel like I made a deal with the devil.
So then Georgia is pissed off because she sees all these people making up. Well, she's like, wait a minute. Especially Ava. Everybody is supposed to be against Charlie, and now everybody's making up. What's going on? And her friend Cooper is like, well, honestly, like, they were just trying to keep you out of it. So, like, that fight wasn't involving you. And she's like, whatever. I don't give a fuck. He fucked me over to an extent that is irreparable, okay? So I was like, wait a minute. I don't know if she's trying to say irreparable or what. Or is that even a word? Look, what's she talking about? Just shy.
Oh, man. This is just the epitome of illiteracy here. That's what I've got to say.
Isn't it funny how it starts sticking in your head that way once you hear it on Bravo a couple of times or say it? Epitome. Said epitome so many times in my life.
Epitome. The epitome. It's a compromise, as Jen would say from Love Island. So I love Shy getting all huffy about this. This will come back at the reunion, I'm sure. He's like, God, like it just seems like, why is she like trying to like say irreparable that way? Like, irregardless, I'm sure that that's a word, but it's like very serious. It seems like she's like going to like go to thesaurus and like figure out more words that she can express. Her and Charlie are never going to be friends again. I love Shy. I feel like Shy was generally doing so well overall. Like, he definitely got more involved than he should have been in this situation with Ariana. This is his first like major goof, the taking a big stance about irreparable.
Oh, he's made some major mistakes this whole time because he's producer playing, you know, they're using him as the producers and he's letting them use him, and it's just not going to end well for him. Never does. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's not irreparable damage.
So Rowan and her boyfriend go talk to the fortune teller, who gives them a bunch of nothing, as usual. And George is like, wait, should we go see what happened? Like, we should go see. Like, everyone's making up with Charlie. We have to say, okay, BRB. We're going over there. Kendall, you stay here and do not say anything, but look like someone farted. Okay? She's like, okay, good. She's safe. So George is like, what the heck? Like, we went into the fall very aligned. And now Ava's like trying to broker peace accords. What is going on with her?
Yeah, it's like not cool whatsoever. So she's really mad. And so then we go back to Shy and Kendall. And Shy is like, wow, she's always on her own thing. Kendall's like, she's so funny. So Liam, this is where Liam sits down. He's like, hey, bro, you good, man? You good, bro? You good, bro? Like, I hope there's no bad, there's no bad blood. And Shy's like, I don't know why there would be. It's not like anything, you know, irreparable happened. So Liam's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's just like that conversation earlier. I just like don't want it to affect, you know, like me coming in and getting to know everyone. Like, I still get to be a full-time cast member, right? I'm an actor. Like, you can't not have me here. I'm pretty cool. Pretty cool guy.
Yeah, it's like, no, like, everything's cool. It's just like, you know, like, maybe Hudson might want to get to know you. You know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to stand my ground because I'm a positive person. And if we have a problem, we're going to have a problem. I'm not afraid to get a little loud. You know what I mean? I project to the rafters as actors do. I will be tough. So, want me to roll up my sleeves? I will roll up my short sleeves. That's what I'm going to do. You better fucking watch out. I'm an actor.
I know how to use my diaphragm, is what I'm saying. I played one of the guys from Greece. I I know what to do. You ever put a cigarette pack in your sleeve? Yeah, it's an art.
So Georgia is still talking to Ava, and Ava's like, well, I mean, Charlie was just over there saying, I don't want another Georgia situation. And Georgia's like, what do you mean I don't want another Georgia situation? Like, then don't be fucking horrible to people, Charlie. I mean, Charlie's like a cult leader. Like, it's a cult. And I'm like the one standing over here like, it's a cult. You're in a cult, guys. But they're like, I don't know, because I'm in a cult. Because they're in a cult.
So Liam is still doing this whole thing of like, I'm here to get to know people, bro. Don't ask me out from the cast. Come on, man. I want to be one of the bros. And Shia's like, yeah. I mean, like, I love Ariana. Like, you seem like a great guy. And so Ariana's like, I can hear you. This is like Ariana's entire episode. What were you saying about me? I hear you. She's like, she has the best hearing in this entire bar. This loud bar. She hears what everyone's saying. She keeps coming over and be like, what were you saying about me? What? Huh? Can I say it louder?
So Shia's saying, well, I was just telling, like, Liam, like, retrospectively, like, I feel guilty to Hudson because he's my friend. And just, like, you know, like, maybe I like setting something up. Like, I shouldn't be setting it up. And she's like, wait, okay, but I've been closer with you a lot longer. And two, Hudson and I are broken up. And he's like, yeah, but, like, literally a couple of days ago, you know, like, he was expressing, like, by the way, Gia, sit down. She's like, I'm going to sit here on the arm of this couch in this yet another storyline that has nothing to do with me, but I'm going to make about myself. And he's like, but sit on the couch, though. She's like, no, I'm going to sit on the arm. They're like, sit down, Gia. It's like, no. He's like, sit down. She's like, yeah, this guy's like trying to get creepy with me on the couch.
Oh, but then she goes and she finally squeezes into the couch. She's like, yeah, this is too much. So she goes back to the arm. I'm like, like the entire show is for like 5 minutes for Gia to get comfortable on the arm of the sofa.
Sit wherever you want. Don't let people tell you where to sit. I love that they're all like, Gia, sit on the couch. It's like, no, okay, I'll sit on it. Nope, I don't like sit on the couch. I don't like it.
So basically, Ariana's like, it's not cool that you did all this stuff, okay, bro? And then meanwhile, Brooks and Ava are watching Liam and Ariana because Ariana's sitting next to Liam at this point, talking to Shy. And Brooks is like, what would their couple name be? Would it be like Liana? What about like Liam? It's like, no, Liana. Yeah, Liana. So it's been decided.
Yeah, but I think it doesn't have to be like the same amount of syllables. Like,
they just
I guess it wouldn't be the way I'm doing. Liam, Miana. I don't know.
I would call it.
That's not the same amount of syllables anyway.
Liamana. I would say Liamana. I wouldn't do Liana. I would say Liamana. Liamana sounds right to me.
Arianlam? It's not a good couple, I think. Because they don't have a name. They don't have like a couple name. What'd you say? Say it again. I was trying to
think. I like Liamana.
Liamana. Okay.
Or Liarana. Well, Liarana?
Yeah. That works with the syllable scheme.
Liarana.
Okay, damn it.
Just like Lariana? Lariana is what it should be. Just keep it simple. Lariana.
Lariana, just with the
L. Lariana.
You need to have more of the person's name in there, but just not just the L.
Like Benifer. Benifer, well, I guess you get Ben and Jen. It has overlap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Lariana.
Okay, this show's too stupid to be talking about this at an hour and 17.
So when we go back to Amira, and she's like, hey, Charlie, I want to get to the bottom of something here. So I was talking to Georgia, and basically last year when we were in Atlantic City, I was feeling like that, you know, she was being flirty with Kevin, and she said that she found out first from, like, maybe it was, like, Cooper and, like, maybe, or maybe my assistant. But then, like, she changed her story and said that she may have heard it from you, and I'm, like, wondering. And he's like, I'm not going to stand here and say I definitely didn't do that, so I don't want to lie to you, but, like, I also might have accidentally slipped the tea to her, like, so I honestly don't remember. She's like, okay, well, I just want to make sure, because, like, if it's my assistant, there's, like, an NDA, and it becomes a whole work thing. He's like, oh, yeah, well, don't get anyone fired. Just, it probably was me, so whatever. She's like, okay, all right, fine.
Mystery solved then, thanks. So then we go back to Ariana arguing with Shia. Like, I don't want to sit here talking about my ex-boyfriend, okay? And that's how you started off the night, like, talking to Liam about me, right? You and Charlie? And he's like, oh, no, we're just like, whoa, you're stepping in some glue a little bit. Liam's like, no, I'm not stepping in glue, because stepping in glue would be if they were still together. And that's like expired glue. So if you step on it, it's like crunchy. You don't stick to it. So not just an actor, guys.
So then Shy is like, he's like, I don't know how I even found myself in this situation. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. Like, it's crazy. How did this even, like, this is his whole thing. His whole thing is like, what? How did this happen? I don't even know what this was, a reality show. So,
messy Shy.
He's messy. And Ariana's totally right. You can be friends to both of them, but don't bring information from one to the other. Because now
But Ava and Rowan were the ones who said it at lunch the other day. They told me to talk to him, which we see a clip, and we saw it when it happened, and it absolutely did not happen. They're like, yeah, that's your place. Maybe you should talk to Ariana first and then decide.
Literally both told him that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he lies, and Ariana's like, yeah, I don't believe that Rowan would say that. She's my girl.
And I like when, because Ariana's basically like, you fucked up. You fucked up, Joe. You fucked up. And then Charlie's watching from afar. And he's like, Shy's face is like so shook. It looks like he just like stormed Normandy. And he's just like, whoa. He's like zoning off in the distance and everything.
Yeah.
Overthinking the experience he just had. That was such a funny analogy.
Shy can't handle this. This is too much for Shy. He literally does not know what's going on now. He's like, oh, fuck, how do I get out of this? So then Amira she needs to talk to Georgia now. So she goes over and says, hi, Candy Queen. And, like, gives her a hug, like a fake hug. Like, hello.
And Georgia's actually so warm. Georgia turns around. She goes, oh, hi, what's up? Like, she's like generally so happy to see Amira. And Amira's like, so I talk with Charlie. She's like, regarding what happened last summer down in Atlantic City. And I just like wanted to get to the bottom of like who got the information back to you. And he admitted to it. So I was just kind of like now I know that I can't share like information with him. And George is like, I'm going to be honest though. I don't know if he would not say that, like, he wouldn't say the like the nicest things regarding that topic either, like regarding you. So,
Georgia just here is like, okay, we worked it out. Now, you know, Georgia has just seen everybody's made up with Charlie, and Georgia's like, oh shit, now what do I do? So she comes up with this, and so she's like, yeah, but like before you make up with Charlie, you should know that he says really mean things about you, like. Like he literally told me, like, whenever it would get brought up, he would always end up laughing and saying, well, that can't even be the case because Kevin's a gay man. And oh no, Georgia. No, you don't understand how that's going to affect Amira. You fucking idiot. Oh my.
Yeah. God, it's a delicate thing that should not be brought up. Like, just sort of casually at like a party as just like gossip. So Amira is just like, mm-hmm. And George is like, and I want you to know that this was like said multiple times. And if you consider Charlie your best friend, like that's something you should know. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And Amira's like, yeah, I'm going. I'm gone. Like Amira's like, I am leaving, taking off my microphone. Like, get me out of this party.
Yeah, so she's out of there. She's pissed. Yeah, she's like, get this mic off of me. Fuck these people. So she leaves, and she sees Charlie, and she's like, you have said some nasty shit, and I don't want to be your friend anymore. It's like, what? She's like, I'm done. And so she's going outside, and I think this is the first time we've seen Amira like this, right? Where she's like, I've had it with you fuckers.
That's great. She does a great storm out. You know, like, she will be a real housewife someday. She will graduate. So Brooke's like, what just happened? Did it affect my brand? I don't understand. And Charlie's like, what could I have possibly done? He looks like rattled. He's genuinely rattled. So then Ariana is still talking about Tashai, and she's like, by the way, I hear Liam is like, when I received that text saying like, I hear Liam is flirting with you. I got that from Hudson. And she was like, he texted you. He's like, yeah. So going forward, like, don't say shit to him. So now outside, Amira is like fuming. And she's like, fuck him. I never want to speak to him again. He's a fucking piece of shit. He's dead to me. And Charlie is like, what? Why did Amira just get mad at me? And so Cooper's like, oh, Georgia just said something you don't want to hear. It's bad.
And George is like, yeah, remember like the past year we'd be like when like Amir doesn't like me and like, you know, she thinks you're flirting with Kevin or whatever. And then you would laugh every time and you would say that's ridiculous because he's a gay man. And Charlie's like, no, I don't. She's like, come on, Charlie. He's like, no, I absolutely do not remember saying that. I mean, come on. Like, we know like things. What does he say? He says something like.
He says, I say shit, but I wouldn't say stuff like that.
Yeah, look, you know, no, he says, look, you know how I feel about certain things, but I don't say shit like that. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And George is like, but you did, yeah. Though. He's like, nuh-uh, and how did that even come up? She's like, because she's like, Charlie's my friend, la, la, la. And I was like, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. And then she's she's like, well, maybe you don't remember. Maybe you don't remember. I mean, that's fair. If you don't remember, that's fair. And he goes, I don't remember saying that. Like, I really don't. And so then George was like, oh, well, I was just like, there's something that you should know. And he thinks about this whole Kevin thing. So yeah, I outed you. And he's like, you lied about me is what you did. Anyway, Charlie is denying that he ever said these things. He's saying, you know, you lied. And Georgia says, she's like, that's not a lie. You've said that multiple times and I will go to my grave corroborating myself on this. So Charlie's like, I didn't say that.
I am my own witness in this trial and I corroborate.
I would like to call on the stand me. Okay, me. Is what you said correct? It is. No further questions, Your Honor.
You are not guilty. Wait a minute.
So he's like, when did I lie? She's like, you know what? I'm going home. I feel like you have a right to know what happened, but yeah, that's it. I'm going. He's like, okay, well, thanks for telling me and lying about me, I guess. And she's like, yeah, you're welcome. I didn't fucking lie. You're the liar. And so she and Cooper walk out.
Yeah. So Amira is pissed and she's like, no, and fuck Charlie. And I'm not protecting Charlie anymore. You know, fuck that guy. And Kevin's like, yeah, you guys getting this? Cameras, you getting this for the show? Because me and Charlie, we're going to go into the boxing ring. And they get inside inside the car. And then inside the place, Charlie is telling his friend, like, oh, my God, Georgia just told Amira that apparently I said Kevin was gay. I mean, and Nell's like, well, when did that happen? And Charlie says, when she was homeless, staying in my house. Like, oh, my God.
Hmm. So now Georgia and Cooper, Georgia's like, he's so fucking scared right now because Amira was the last person in his corner and that fucking set her over the edge. Good job, me. And Cooper's like, yeah, do you think Amira's mad at you for saying that? She goes, well, I fucking hope not. I'm glad she knows. But like, I don't know if that was right context to tell her, you know, like, yeah, I will tell you what's going to happen. Amira and Charlie are going to have a talk. It's going to be smoothed over. And then Amira's going to get mad at Georgia for trying to break them apart as friends. We've seen this on literally every reality show.
Yeah, and there's just so much subtext to all of this that Georgia is just like clearly not getting.
She was a little too careless with delicate stuff.
Yes. Yeah. What an idiot. Oh my God. So not a great move, Georgia. But also fuck Charlie too, because Charlie probably did say that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not even really sticking up for Charlie. It's more sticking up for Amira because.
Yep.
I know that she's probably really upset by that one.
Very much. Amira's
pretty good to everybody, you know? I mean, even when she has a problem with somebody, she's like, okay, here's my problem with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's smooth over our problem and kind of gets over it. But this not great. No. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. We'll be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Orange County. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.